152 years and 1 month after Confederate General Robert E. Lee surrendered his army to Ulysses S. Grant, a statue of Lee is falling in New Orleans tonight. Omar Villafranca is there.
After 133 years of standing over New Orleans, a statue dedicated to Confederate General Robert E. Lee surrendered to history. New Orleans Mayor Mitch Landrieu.
These monuments celebrate a fictional sanitized Confederacy, ignoring the death, ignoring the enslavement.
The statue of Lee is the first one to come down in broad daylight. Under the cover of darkness, workers removed the statues for Confederate President Jefferson Davis, General P.G.T. Beauregard, and the Liberty Monument because police say there were threats made against the crews.
If we take down these statues and don't change to become a more open and inclusive society, then all of this would have been in vain.
Protests erupted in New Orleans when the city decided to remove the monuments. Both sides argued over whether these monuments celebrated racism or Southern heritage. Dr. Maria Ortiz with the Southern Christian Leadership Council worked for 44 years to bring the monuments down.
I would point up there and I would say, you devil, you coming down one day. I thought of the oppression and what my grandmother in a sweat and blood down in this sorrow.
Businessman Frank Stewart thinks the statues should remain.
And I really don't think that anybody should have the privilege of changing history, because history is truth.
No word on where the statues will end up, but Anthony, the mayor says they cannot be displayed outdoors on public property.